In the van with J.R. Diggs. That's my podcast. Apparently, it's not as good a podcast as Mike on Much podcast. So I've invited the guys on my podcast, and I'm picking one of them up at the bus stop right now to just deal with this controversy once and for all. Hi, everybody. I'm here with my guest this week.
Oh, I'm supposed to say my own name? Did you forget my name?
I could never forget your name because...
What is it?
Let me just stop for a second.
Okay.
I don't know if we're rolling or we include this in the podcast or not, but... do you think this is a better idea than just staying in the van, continuing to do the podcast in the van? It got us from the GO station where I picked you up to here.
Well, the van's a good gimmick, and it's a good name, and it serves its purpose, and you keep the name, and you might as well do it here. It's more convenient, easy.
And we have the microphones here.
Yeah.
And they're set up on this workout bench. Yeah. We need some work. We need to put some work into the clock tower studio here in the Cotton Factory.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool space. Yeah, it's nice.
Maybe my energy was too enthusiastic.
Yeah, you have a persona on air.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, you amp it up a little bit.
No, a good buddy of mine says it's funny you say that. It's interesting you say that because you know me well. This is Shane Cunningham, everybody, my guest this week. Say hello.
Hi.
And you've brought I picked up you and your wife. You brought your wife.
Yeah, and she's wearing, inexplicably, she's decided to wear lingerie.
Do you mind if I tweet out how your wife, just pictures of your wife
She
right
was
now?
Wearing a jean jacket. And then she got up and she took off the jean jacket. And she's literally wearing a Victoria's Secret.
It's hard to focus on you. You know that your wife is beautiful, right?
Of course. I have
That's
eyes,
why you married her.
The only reason.
Well, it's a big reason. You're a shallow person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are. But she's also, we'll get into this. We'll probably talk a lot about Alex in this podcast now that she's here. Like, she's way out of your league. No?
Yeah. I would assume she's out of everyone's league.
Oh, not everybody's league.
Well, there's no...
But that's how you got her, see? You know to say that. That's why.
Who's,
and now she's kissing
who's
you.
Who's a good-looking guy enough for Alex? I don't think anyone is. That I've met in Hamilton. Maybe, like,
she's
movie stars.
She's pointing to you. You guys are truly in love, eh?
Yeah.
I didn't believe this is true. Like, not you two and being in love, but that love could still exist in the world. And I see you two. This is a good... I don't know where this podcast will go. Because we could talk right about it. I met you guys when one of the first nights you were out. No,
you met us on our third date.
Yeah. And what did I say to you?
You said marry that girl, and
I didn't say that.
Yes,
tell
you
the
did.
Truth.
You did say marry.
I said marry her.
Yes.
Okay, but really, what did I say? What was the big message?
It's like, oh, you said don't fuck this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you honestly did say.
I did because Shane Cunningham, everybody, is a good friend of mine. I've known Shane for a long, long time. He has a fantastic career now.
You started my career in TV.
Yes.
So, like, that's context on your... When I was 18 years old, we met.
Right.
And we met on camera. I was filming you, and you were filming me at the Much Music Video Awards.
Which you just got nominated for four of.
No, three.
Three, yes. Okay. But, I mean, I'm always exaggerating things.
Exactly.
But so then, we can talk a little bit about that as we go, but that's true. So, that's where we met, right?
Yeah, and then I...
What year would that have been?
Well,
we were both so young.
That was 2001.
First year my show was on the air.
Yeah. So I had watched your show, and I always wanted to meet you, and I read an article about you, and then literally like 3 weeks later, I met you on camera. The next Saturday, you put the footage of yourself meeting me on your show. The next day, I emailed you. The day after that, you met me at a Tim Hortons. And we started working together for years after that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, working. You worked for Pizza Coupons.
I started out working for Pizza Coupons.
You probably didn't even get Pizza Coupons in the beginning.
No, there's phases, right? You got to work your way up. So it started at like nothing, but like I was working probably like you know, 40 hours a week, nothing. But I didn't go to school. I didn't really have a job, so it was fine. I lived at home. Yeah. And then I got a bonus because I got pizza coupons.
Yeah.
And then you got a grant, and you actually started paying me.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Which was, but I promised I would do all those things.
Yeah, no, you did.
And I'm generally a man of my word. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. And I was 18. The internet wasn't really a thing at the time.
Was YouTube, when did YouTube start?
YouTube was about to kind of come out.
Why didn't you tell me to put stuff on YouTube then, back then? Because that's been
I didn't. I didn't know it was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But we were on Saturday night. We were on TV Saturday nights before Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And people were recognizing that. Fuck YouTube.
You're right.
Now YouTube's more important than TV. But right. at the time when you and I were doing it.
Yeah.
You were doing it and allowing me to be on your show, rather.
Right.
The TV was all that mattered.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even, why would you even think to put something on YouTube?
I never did. Well, thanks for answering that. Because people always say, like, how come you only have, 10 Instagram followers and no, you're irrelevant on internet. I don't know. It was never.
Well, if you were like, I have an online show, you're kind of a loser.
Right.
Like if you were on TV, you're a rock star.
Yeah, I was a rock star. Was I?
Well, in Hamilton, especially because there's a lot of people in Hamilton who don't have all the cable packages. Right. So the generic packages that came was CHCH, and your show was on that channel.
Yeah.
So you could not walk anywhere in Hamilton without getting recognized.
Yeah, it's true. And it's true. It was a big deal. And but my show, you wouldn't have known it back then because you thought it was like this big legitimate show. The truth is you soon found out that it was just the reason I let you work with me for pizza coupons is because it was just me doing the show back then. It
wasn't like a real show. Because only your first 7 episodes you had kind of self-funded. But once those ran out, you were running gun with just like a handycam.
Yeah.
And then I became the handycam operator.
Yeah. But that was back in the day too when that wasn't a thing yet. Like Cops was maybe the only show that felt like that, on TV. Everything else was so overproduced and polished. That look, people liked it, I think, back then, right?
Yeah.
It seems weird to say now, but that's a long time ago, 2001. Alex, how many years ago was that?
I don't even know what year it is right now. I've had a long day.
Well, that's 16 years ago.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
So what happened was I was in a limo at the Much Music Awards. Just to clarify that.
Because you would always sneak into the awards.
That's
and
correct.
And I would always sneak into the awards. Yeah. Back then, it was a lot easier to sneak into shit.
I walked right into, that's how I met George Stramanopoulos.
Yeah.
I walked straight into Much Music. That's how I know George, is walked straight in one time, had a camera guy with me. I think it was the Backstreet Boys or something. We're doing an interview, a whole thing. We just walked in. And the Backstreet Boys were there, and I was ballsy back then and didn't care. And I walked up and started doing an interview with the Backstreet Boys. And then finally somebody said, who is that? Who are they?
Yeah.
And then they realized that I'm not with Much Music. And then security then pounces. And they go like, who are you with? Who are you with? And I said, I'm with George. And then he, being the dude that he is, said, I don't even know him. He said. He literally, but I don't blame him, right? We didn't really know each other. I just knew that I was on TV. He knew that I had a show.
Is that where your vendetta for George started?
Do you feel like I have a vendetta for George?
Of course. Everyone knows that. Even if you've listened to the two pods, anytime his name is mentioned, you have like disdain for his career.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I'm jealous of him. Mm-hmm. If you want me to get into, people don't realize that, oh God, I don't want to waste the whole podcast time with that. Let's do another podcast of the people that I'm jealous of.
Okay.
And envious of. And right. I secretly despise.
Okay.
Maybe not so secretly, apparently.
Right. Yeah, you're pretty transparent.
No, he's just had a lot of chances. The entire time when I was getting no chances and just struggled so much for so long, he just got chance after chance
after
chance.
But I feel like you're a fairly charming guy, and you always end up getting more chances. Like, you'll be like, I'm down and out, Cunningham. Like, nothing's working out. And then all of a sudden, like, you're like, I got another sponsor. And then you're like, you're kind of like a mastermind at playing sponsors to always give you something more to keep the run going.
Yeah, but that's tenacity and hard work and desperation and maybe some talent, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get a lot of chances. But I'm not saying it's easy.
They just got to go give it to them. a chance after chance. I'm talking nine chances.
I do think George, though, is a talented guy.
Okay.
And he's, yeah.
Okay. He's a good... At what?
Why are you mad? It was like I said that you're an untalented guy.
I'm angry that you are bringing the worst part of me out on this podcast. Because people will not like me. But yeah, I'm just being honest.
We don't have to talk about George. We can talk about...
And he's a fine guy.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
He was actually... It was weird. I don't know why. But I went to Coachella for the podcast that I work for.
And I want to talk a lot about this. There's so much we need to talk about.
But George was at the
place. Of course
he
was. Of course he was.
He was just in our place, though.
Of course he was.
And I was like, George? He's like, yeah. And then he walked out the door, and he never came back.
Prima donna-like?
Yeah, like a cocky bastard with no talent, he left. Come to think of it, he is a bit of a dumbass.
It's kind of odd. I'm not comfortable yet talking to you on a mic. Are you feeling comfortable?
Somewhat, just because I do this every week.
I know. So, and I don't do enough of it. Because the one thing you always give me shit for is never finishing a story. I start stories on the pod and not finish them.
Well, you have a ton of good stories. And you'll be like, well, you know, I got this good story. Something insane happened. But I'll save that for later. I'm like, tell it now, you know? Like, just out with the good stories.
Well, because I wanted to finish the story about how I met you, why I met you. I still haven't finished it.
Oh,
But see, it's not always my fault that things get derailed. You're derailing this right now.
Am I? I'm sorry.
Well, somebody is.
Okay.
Maybe it's Alex.
George.
She's dressed.
It's George again.
Strombo. But, like, has he lost weight or is he just finally wearing shirts that fit?
I think he doesn't drink alcohol, so that helps.
Yeah.
And I think he's on some vegan diet.
And his sister loves me. This is one thing that bothered me, too, back in the day. His sister was legitimately, like, the sweetest girl, great girl. And... sincerely, I think, thought I was more talented than her brother.
But you...
And yet, everything happens for him.
You were telling me a story out front how you just met another woman and how she loves you. Like, does every woman who meets you fall in love with you?
Oh, no. Oh.
It's changing quickly. Oh, no. Actually, yes.
I don't believe in love anymore.
Well,
that's
why I brought Alex. I thought this was the love episode.
We can talk about it.
But then you were like, there was all these caveats when I was walking. It's like, we can't talk about this. Yeah. There was like a whole list. You're like, I don't want to do any editing.
There was a couple caveats. Yeah. I'm not gonna, on the drive over, don't mention that because we don't want to edit.
Yeah.
But don't mention this either. Yeah. Well, Shane knows me, clearly, folks, for a lifetime, really.
Mm-hmm.
And because my whole life has been TV and this career and life, and you've been a part of all this. So you've been an integral part of my, a big chapter of my life.
Of course, yeah.
Right? And I was at your wedding.
You were.
Maybe the best speech.
You were my mom's favorite guest, I think, at my wedding.
Oh, your mom's the sweetest woman ever.
She is.
It's one of the other reasons that I let you on my show is because of your video about your mom.
Oh, yeah. I should have said the caveat for me. No, yeah, but...
Why, we don't talk about that anymore?
No, it's just I had to take that offline. But
you did.
Because people... This is just the ignorance of when YouTube, I didn't know how big it was going to be.
Right.
But I made a documentary about my mom. My parents are divorced. My mom's boyfriend was cheating on her at a local bar.
Yeah.
I think it was called Krabby Joe's. And we confronted this person.
Yeah.
Like the mistress and my mom's boyfriend on camera. I put together a documentary about it and I just threw it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It ended up getting 30,000 views a day.
Right.
Till it reached almost a million.
Right.
Then NBC started contacting me to fly me out. And then people at my mom's work were noticing it. And I didn't even tell my mom it was online.
NBC, tell people NBC, there's that crazy show that wanted you as a guest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the show?
It was like Nightline or something. I don't know.
Was it Nightline? No, it was a wackier show.
It was a show. About one YouTube of those celebrities or people who are blowing up online, and they
but
wanted.
It was a fantastic video. It's the video that made me think this kid's so funny and so ballsy. He was basically in a parking lot yelling at a man, "You're fucking my, fucking my mother and that woman right there."
Well, I had.
Do you know he's fucking my mother? You were yelling to the woman.
Well,
and this poor woman.
I worded it nicer than that. I didn't
I don't
say
think
fucking.
So. I don't think so.
No, I said he's with another woman. And I had about...
My mother.
My mom. And I had 15 of my friends waiting for him. Yeah. And the second he walked out with a woman, I went, 1, 2, 3. And everyone went, busted. And then we just harassed... Like, he had a Porsche and we just followed him on his way to his Porsche. We ended up stealing his Jag. He also had a Jag. Driving it around the city. Throwing all of his clothes out in a dumpster. Peeing on
them.
Filming it.
Burn them.
And we spray painted like derogatory terms about him outside our house. Like, if that was done now, like, I'd definitely lose my job. My life would be ruined.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you just, like, you could... The stuff we could do back then, the fun stuff.
And he was a lawyer, too.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's the video that after I met you, I saw this video. And then I thought, who is this kid?
Mm-hmm.
This is hilarious. Because yeah. It was online. And then I thought, I should meet you. Because when I was in the limo... Sneaking in, that was my clever way to sneak into Much Music, is I thought if I got a limo and then joined the parade of limos.
It's genius, yeah.
No one thinks the guy in the limo, especially back then, isn't supposed to be there. He's got a limo.
Well, you
He's
have,
in line.
You have a good tactic, which is, you know, the easiest way to sneak in somewhere is through the front door.
Right.
So you'll wear a banana suit and walk right through or be in a limo. Yeah. And that is the best way to get into any private event.
Chad from Nickelback got me in.
Yeah.
In the banana suit. But I was in the banana suit. You're correct.
Well, think of how many places you and I have snuck into.
Yeah. Remember when we...
Conan?
Yeah, we snuck into Conan.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim Carrey was the guest that night. That was awesome. Kevin Smith, we'd always sneak into his
Kevin
shed.
Smith was tough,
you and
though.
I would just circle, waiting for a door to open.
Because my theory was, just keep circling.
Because Kevin
circling.
Smith, just to give context, he would do these chats, these famous...
He still does, though, my
like, he's kind of a shitty director, but he's a great speaker, mm-hmm. and he's got amazing stories. Mm-hmm. So there was like a $100 ticket just to hear him talk for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And you were like, we'll get in. We don't need to buy a ticket. We'll just keep circling until a door opens and bide our time and just slip in. I'm like, okay. When we were walking, I'm like, this is not
going to
happen.
This is your mentor speaking at the
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
The guy on a nationally aired television show.
But it was
show.
So fun, wasn't it?
Right.
Like, it was so exciting.
Oh, that's why we would spend hours together, 4, 5, 6 hours together, because we'd go try to sneak in somewhere and then shoot footage. And then I needed you to hold the camera. But this, people think nowadays, no big deal, I think. They think that's no big deal because everyone does it because they can put it on their Snapchat.
Yeah,
their
everyone is a celebrity in their own little
everyone,
world.
Everyone, right? But when this was happening, it was a big deal that I even had a little camera.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big deal that I could put a little camera in your hands back mm-hmm. then. And then to sneak into places and do any of this stuff seemed outrageous.
Yeah. Well, we had access to, your show was national.
Right.
So we had access to all of Canada.
Yeah. And then we could use that. I used to use that because there was some credibility to it. But the fact that there was no credibility to my show, really, or who mm-hmm. I was.
Yeah.
Or anything that I was doing. There was no writers. It was a kid working for pizza coupons.
Yeah.
So I'm in the line with the limo. And I rolled down the window. I don't even know why I rolled down the window, just to kind of, because there's...
Because I had a camera. And I was like trying to...
You're like, who is this?
Here's why you rolled it down.
Okay.
I was stopping every limo. Like, I stopped Simple Plan. And for instance, they let me into their limo. They actually had a little SUV.
They hopped in. Wow.
I interviewed them.
Yeah.
And then next, this limo shows up. I knock on to, like, say, roll down. And all of a sudden, it's you. And I go, J.R. Diggs! And you're like, whoa, this guy knows who I am.
Yeah.
You're filming it. Because I had like been obsessed with you right. leading up to that. And I'm like telling my friends, I'm like, I have to meet this guy. And it was so like serendipitous that it just worked out.
Right.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later to be hanging out with you, I was like, whoa, this is insane.
And that was my show at the time. You were like... I was just shooting camera. I was just rolling with you. And then I just thought, yeah, I probably thought it was hilarious that this guy knew who I was. And then you were shooting me. And I thought that was all funny. And like you said, all of a sudden next week you go, I'm on his show.
Mm-hmm.
It's on television.
Before I knew it, I was like sleeping at your house. I was like editing stuff. Like I was walking like your dog or something. I was like, this is weird, man. Life is strange.
I don't think you're editing. You didn't know how to edit yet.
No, it got to a point though where I was editing.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Like you went on a trip. I know, but I'm saying it got to a point very right. quickly, like, you know, a year or
yeah.
two. And I was like, wow, that it went from me not knowing you at all to probably being closer to you than anyone
sure.
for a brief period in your life.
Yeah. yeah. Well, we spent all our time together.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah. It was fun. And we just had a good, we shared the same, see, we still do share the same sense of humor. We laugh at the same things, the same interests. We, you know, both appreciate Alex.
Yeah. Well, that's what now, that's why I thought this was the love episode. That's what, because we're always trying to get you settled down.
Because I could go on and on about, and we need to bring you on more and more, but the reason you're on the podcast now, because what happened recently was a list came out that that did the top 10, speaking of Hamilton, podcasts in Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And this In the Van with J.R. Diggs podcast is on the list. Thank you very much to those the good folks at Inlet. Is it Inlet who did it?
I think props? So. I only know it's Kristen Archer behind that?
Who's just the sweetest girl in the world.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I thought she just put together the list.
Yeah.
I don't know what Inlet is, actually.
It's something to do with the internet, social media.
Okay, yeah.
A group of people that are putting stuff out that's important.
Cool.
I don't know. And so, yeah. So, but then on the top of the list, now there's some debate now whether it's the best, but you seem to believe that the podcast you're on,
yeah,
called Mike on Much,
mm-hmm.
It made it look like that was the best.
Well, podcast it was the main image, and the reason is like we have the most notable guests in terms of fame.
Oh, right? You've got huge guests. It's produced by a friend of ours, Max Kerman.
Yeah, who he's a celebrity in his own right. He's in the Arkells, right?
So. And another buddy of ours, Mike Veerman.
He's a celebrity in his own right, San Sebastian, former band member.
I love my favorite San Sebastian. No, it was before San Sebastian, my favorite. It was what was the band?
Pumps.
No.
Oh, The Racket.
Yeah, when you put their music in your little movie.
Yeah, I made a movie called Teen Wolf 3, which actually aired on your show when it was called In the Can. Many incarnations of your show. But yeah,
Do you think if you Google both of our names, all this stuff comes up and it happens? Or do they need...
I remember at one point I Googled my name and it was on Wikipedia and it was mentioning that it was part of your show and it mentioned Teen Wolf 3 and Cops. Yeah. I did two short films on
Cops
show.
Is my favorite thing you've ever done.
Better than Teen Wolf, wow. I guess two Cops,
oh, Cops
is an original.
Oh, Cops is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I just wish I had the knowledge that I have now because I'm stupid. I didn't have an audio person on set.
Right.
So I used audio from the camera at the time, which audio is more important than video.
Yeah, one of our other buddies, more of a friend of yours who kind of became a friend of mine, was one of my audio guys for a little bit, is doing great things now too. We should have him. Sean Menard is producing.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
I saw him a picture with him the other day with Drake.
Yep. Sean's
what
huge.
The fuck?
Sean's like...
How did that happen?
He's just...
All these guys still like give the credit of their entire careers to me?
No, absolutely not.
None of them? You're the only one? You don't even do it.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Alex, see what I mean? And then people wonder why I have angst and bitterness towards life and people. This is like, these are my friends.
Well, you did, honestly, for me more than Sean. Sean, it was just a super driven guy.
I know.
Like, and Sean was just kind of the audio guy for a little bit. But
yeah. That's true. I'm joking.
And just to talk about Sean for a second, he's doing a Vince Carter doc called The Carter Effect, which Drake is executive producing and LeBron James' company.
But I want to start taking responsibility for all of these guys'
Sean,
careers.
Yeah, Sean, I don't think you could, but my career, absolutely.
But I can take responsibility. It might not be justified, but I can claim responsibility.
Well, for me,
you could say I inspired Sean to go on to stay in this industry.
See, I feel like I inspired Sean.
Okay.
Because...
See how it happens?
No, just because I was working with Sean and kind of showing him like, hey, look, I'm on TV. I'm on the J.R. Diggs show.
Right.
So in kind of an indirect way, me being on your show, which you're responsible for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You did. You're right. Because without you, there would be no me to inspire Sean.
And if people think that this is a clamoring of me just desperately looking for like some sort of.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's sad, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a beautiful wife,
victory.
An incredible career. You're not rolling down windows, surprised to see guests now at the Much Music Awards. You're going to be at them this year, winning awards.
Hopefully.
All of our friends are all having these huge successful lives.
Well, after
beautiful
my wedding,
lives.
After my wedding, you told me that the mentor, that I had become your mentor.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
It's very flattering.
Did I say that?
Well, what did you said the something has become the something, you know? You did.
Oh, the teacher has become the student?
Something like that, yeah, yeah. Yeah, something about pupil. And then you actually wanted to make a play about my wedding speech.
I still do. I would like to do a live thing with you, but we never do anything together anymore.
Well, it's
and you always give me shit for it and roll your eyes because I always, even this podcast, we bailed on it earlier this week. Well, and I knew you would say, oh, fucking Diggs.
Well, I knew.
I know, and I hate that
shit
you think
always,
that.
Not just shit with you. Shit in general. It's hard to organize fell through the first night. You blamed Brent, I think.
I was sick.
No. First night, someone else was sick, apparently. Oh. The second night, you were sick, which is... I don't believe anyone's really sick. I do believe you were sick.
I was so sick. I was vomiting.
I know. I believe you.
And I never get sick.
I do believe you. But do you find when someone says, oh, I'm sick, you kind of question
it? I didn't even want to say it because it seems like that's one of those like, oh, you're sick.
But it's just someone else got sick and then you got sick. So two people getting sick in a row.
I know.
And then tonight I was like, okay.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. And here we are. But we had to do this because I didn't want to let you down.
Right.
And I need to keep doing podcasts because apparently I'm supposed to keep doing them.
Yes.
I don't even know why I'm doing this.
My theory is, and it's very hard to do, if you get to 100 episodes, have a legit
podcast. It's never
gonna happen. Really?
I don't care if it's a legit podcast. I had an actual career already. Fuck it. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's all over. I'm just going to fade off.
So what is the point in this? Just that?
I don't even know anymore.
Right.
It's sad. Mm-hmm. It's what it is. It's therapy.
Yeah.
No, I can't. It's the only place where I've recently in life been even genuinely sincere at all about really how shitty my life is. But sometimes people don't take me serious because I always laugh about it. Mm-hmm. God, Alex is.
Yeah, what
hot.
Is she doing?
She's
she
literally.
Never does this.
She's pulling her fucking hair up.
I knew something was up.
She's pulling her hair up in a ponytail. She literally has lingerie on, essentially. And you're a beautiful girl. God, I did say when I met, and I was speaking about myself because I see a lot of myself in Shane, mm-hmm. or Shane in me, you know what I mean? I do. We have the same drive. We have the same aspirations, same, a lot in common. That's why we'll mm-hmm. always
of course,
be friends and we'll always kind of like have a kindred spirit mm-hmm. that's unexplainable. Or you know what I mean? Like, as you come and go in life and everything, there's some people that you're just going to stay connected to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like in a genuine way. Like I know people that I'm just, I don't know. I don't care if I'm not. Mm-hmm. Stay close to them, you know, because that's just.
Yeah, some people, they're just like, you're close to them because they're your work buddy and then they fade away.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you have, there's something else that connects us. And so I genuinely said, because I've fucked up a couple.
Relationships. I wasn't sure if I could even say that.
Yeah, you can. Okay. I just don't like, I just didn't want you, you know too much about my real life.
Yeah. And you don't want name names, right?
Well, because it.
Of course, I have the same thing.
Some of my, heartache.
Yeah.
That sounds so hokey to even say when people say it and everything. It's just like, oh
no,
my
it's
God.
True. It's true.
But
life.
Some of the frustration or disappointment sadness in my life is because of, you know, relationships are everything in your life.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the most important thing over career and everything is a relationship.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. And this is one thing I'll always tell you. That's what I always say to Alex. I always say when Shane fucks up, and I shouldn't say that because I always say it and you always look at me like, dude, why do you keep saying, I know you do, right? You hate when I say that. I wish we had another mic for Alex, but maybe I'll have Alex on another time. But I always say to her, like, when, and I shouldn't say that because I'm really speaking about myself. And Shane's not. He seems smarter than me and more successful than me and recently even better looking than me all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You've always been in better shape than me, but that's physiological. I can't change that.
Right, yeah.
And then you work out, though, a lot, though, so you got your Fitbit on and everything else. So.
10,000 steps a day, baby.
Is that what it is?
No, I try to take 20. 10 is bare minimum, take 10, but sorry, I'm getting you sidetracked.
Okay, so, but I did say to you, I go, don't. This girl, because she gets you and she laughs at you and she rolls with your shit. And
no, she's the best. She's like a one in a billion.
Kind of.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I also like when people like ask advice and all that, like a relationship. I took it so serious to get a relationship. I treated it like a job.
Yeah.
Like every day I was working towards getting in the perfect relationship, like a psychopath.
Wow.
But that's how important it was. It was like, you know, some people apply to jobs. They're like, I need a job. I got to make it in this industry. I looked at it, a relationship like that.
Hmm.
And then, but people think I'm crazy for doing that. It's like, you're trying too hard, man. Just let it come to you. But life goes by. And before you know it, you're 67 years old.
How old are you again?
65, dude.
Oh, okay, fuck sorry. You.
But you know, it does, like, you do waste time. And that's why I just want, like, I proposed to Alex 6 months into our relationship.
I know, but see, that's where you're smart, because you knew that if you waited too long, she would wise up.
No, I was just excited. Honestly, I was just like, I need to marry her, like, yesterday.
Wow.
Truly. Like, yeah, and that's why if I see you as someone that I'm like, oh, like, I know you. Diggs, come on.
Yeah, but you said that a couple times recently. Well, I can tell you're like not, you're not approving of.
Because I know you're like, I know who you can be with. So if you're not with someone that I think is good enough, I'm like, come on, stop wasting your time. And you know, you like wearing like a trucker hat with like a spinner on top. I'm like, woo-hoo! Like you're kind of like perpetually like 20. So for you, it is time goes by at a different speed.
It
but
does.
I don't want you to wake up one day and all of a sudden you have no one.
It's
so
happened.
I want
it's
you
already
to take
happened.
It serious. I know, but still, you still have all your hair. You're always bragging about that.
Dude, why wouldn't I brag? It's fucking amazing. It's way
my
better hair than
exactly.
yours.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have good flow and not a gray hair on your head from here, it looks like.
It's fucking outstanding. Oh, they're
maybe,
bits.
Yeah, maybe yeah, a couple. Hair, but people, girls like that, yeah.
Do they?
Alex loves that.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he goes gray.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow, this is the perfect girl. They
yeah.
do exist.
Yeah.
Like, you're seemingly perfect.
Shit.
She like literally.
She's only her only downfall is she's very messy, and so am I.
Yeah.
And to live with two messy people, that's hard.
Yeah. Plus, I've been out with her a couple times. Alex is more of a handful than I'm leading on.
Oh, if you give her two beers, she's gone, man.
See, I wasn't gonna say
like,
that.
Yeah.
But I've been out with her a couple times where I was like, I headlocked my boy Shane, and I'm like,
yeah, I've had
that's not so perfect after all, there, Shaney boy. No, but in a good way. If that's the worst thing about you, is that on the odd Friday night.
I think I'm enjoying on the odd Friday night.
Oh, you're right, but you're not my wife.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, no,
like
Alex.
I'm not introducing her to mom on a night when she's had more than two drinks.
But, and she's awesome still, like awesome. I can't believe we're just talking about her and she's not even on mic. It's so unfair.
But still, it's good. Mystery you know, is good.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll tweet out a picture and people can, like it's the kind of girl that you dream of. So I'm yes. just trying to say something negative. Otherwise it yeah. doesn't seem real.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of a whole lot negative.
No, there's not, honestly.
But so you were so wise to treat it so seriously. I spent all my time while I was building my career making sure that I destroyed that relationship the entire
right.
time.
Well, it's a hard thing, too. I think
you know the person I'm talking about.
Of course.
You know all,
of course.
Everybody in my life.
Well, I think because I had a similar situation. And I think what it takes is you have that one relationship that's pretty good and you need to fuck it up. And then
I did that
because everyone's going to take it for granted.
I did that one. And
exactly.
I fucked
so you've
that
gone
up.
Through that. So your next relationship, you have that one where you can really like save or appreciate it.
Yeah. And I didn't at all.
But no, that's the next one coming up.
The third one? I kind of had.
Oh, you've had two.
Two.
That you fucked up.
Two.
Well, your first one, it was you were really young.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like everyone needs that, like their training wheel thing.
Okay.
Then you get your real one that you fuck up or you're heartbroken. Everyone yeah. needs that one. And your next one's going to be the one where you like appreciate it because you've been through all the stuff.
But I kind of had a mini next one, and I just that one kind of went away too.
Who the?
Don't say.
No, I'm just going to say a word.
Oh.
To clue me in is okay. The young one.
No.
Okay.
Not that young.
Right.
Don't.
Oh, I know which. Okay. The medium young. I know.
Alex, come on, Alex. It's not my fault. This is not my fault. Some of this stuff's not my fault. I don't know what's happening.
But it is, Jer, because you got to put things in action. You are
I
a big
put it in
talker.
Action. Oh, I put that one in action and it fucking...
Yeah. But I'm saying
the
now.
Consequences
the past
of my
is
life.
Yesterday, man.
Is it?
Yes.
I love yesterday. Yesterday. The Beatles wrote a song about it.
Oh,
all
geez.
My troubles. No, I don't like moving on. There's nothing about the future that is going to be any better than what I left behind.
You never know.
Oh, I know.
I said the same thing. Then boom, fucking 90 hours on Tinder and there she is.
Which is how you met.
Yeah, well, what I like about us is I met indirectly.
Podcast forever. Yeah. Can we do this more often? Because,
of course.
Because, no, there's so much to talk about. I'm not going to get to anything I want to talk about because now we're going to talk about how you met.
Well, just quickly, I met her. I was set up through Tinder.
Right.
So I was treating Tinder
as... You're the one that kept telling me to go on Tinder.
Right, because I'm not good in bar situations.
Yeah, me neither, really. We have so much in common, right? It's not my thing.
I think it's actually more normal to build a rapport when you're both sober than it is when you're just drunk, sloppy, and you have that false confidence.
Yeah.
So I was on Tinder like a madman. Like the second I got home.
Like one night stands?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, if it's.
Are you good in bed on a one night stand?
No.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
No, the worst.
Well, like, forget how we met. Let's talk about JR's sexual inadequacies.
No, eventually it gets fantastic, I think.
Oh, okay.
Just that first, like, it's just too awkward and it's just too, I don't know. I'm nervous about it and everything, and I'm assuming it's just going to go bad. Then it does. What is that called? Was Shane good in bed the first time?
Well, it was a quick story about that. Alex did not remember the two beer thing we were talking about?
Yeah.
Alex did not remember that the first time we had intercourse. And
who do you think has a bigger penis, you or me?
You, for sure. I would think most people have a bigger one than me.
Oh, yeah. But so you're not really claiming that I have a big penis?
I bet you it's good.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. You look like a guy who'd have a, like, in the Y, like, showering proudly.
Well, not big, but just. Hey, this is...
You played... Any guy who can ice skate usually has a pretty big dinky.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, because they shower with dudes right. And they're all, like, proud. I avoid the shower like the plague. Like, I will play basketball and just stink all day at work just so no one will ever know my shame.
So she didn't remember your penis going inside of a vagina the first time?
Well, now it makes sense after my story about my penis size. But, no, it was because...
Yeah. You had nothing to do. You're blaming your...
I still don't think
she... minimum.
She still doesn't know we've had intercourse. No, but, she asked... I thought she was kind of kidding. On her next date, she was like, so... Did we have
because that's
sex.
What a girl says if they want don't want to seem like...
Yeah, now I know Alex, so I know she was actually being dead serious.
Right.
But she, I thought she was messing with me. Huh. But she wasn't. She actually forgot that we had sex.
Plus, you're also insecure and kind of like unsettled anyway, so you would feel that way for sure.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what was going on. Yeah.
I had one girl recently in my life that I never know what's going on, and I'm just like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I don't understand this. This is weird.
So you were like, you became kind of like the like cliche woman character. Like, what's going on here? Like,
and I would never say that out loud.
Right.
But I would just be like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what happened with that relationship? Just faded away? Nothing happened?
No, not necessarily.
It's still going on right now?
Not necessarily.
So you still don't know what's going on?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah. It's so hard to, so much to just be honest with you, because I know that you and I could just have so much fun on a podcast just being totally
truthful.
Let's do it.
Let's think of a name. Jaron Shane. Yeah. That's good.
Remember, we're going to do one. We're going to do Hammond Diggs.
Yeah. First of all, just to let you know about JR, yeah. It takes him about 8 fake tries before he actually starts something. So about 2 or 3 years
sex,
ago.
That's why the one that stands are not. They're fake tries.
I'm going to ignore just continue. So 3 years ago, we started a podcast together.
Shane and I did.
Yeah, it was going to be called Hammond Diggs.
Yeah.
It's a genius name. And then we interviewed maybe 5 guests. Yes. I was shipping guys from Toronto. They were all excited. A guy was promoting a movie that was going to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
And
we're
he's
doing
like,
it in the van. We're doing it in my van.
He's like, still asking me when it's going to come out. I'm like, it's been 3 years, man. It's not happening. And then one of the guys in the Arkells was done. And then just before a baseball game, 2 years later, I was like, hey, I just heard you on the podcast. He's like, what? I wasn't on a podcast. I'm like, yeah, you were. He's like, I did that 2 years ago. Nick Dyka.
You said that?
Yes.
I never heard from Nick after that. Do you think he didn't like it?
I don't think he did like it. But I don't want to speak out of turn because I'm not 100%.
Yeah.
But Nick isn't a guy that really wants to reveal, like, you were asking personal, like, Howard Stern-esque questions.
Yeah.
And I think he was a little off-put by that, to
really?
Be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Because honestly, I don't know if Nick and I have ever really been the same since that podcast.
Yeah.
I'm being honest here.
No,
like, whenever
I
see
too.
Him, he seems like, I don't know if he likes
sometimes
me anymore.
It's good, though, when you do pod, if especially if they're kind of close, to shoot it by them and ask them if they want anything to be removed.
I did remove stuff, though.
Okay.
I removed stuff about, I won't say it because that defeats the purpose of why I removed it, but I removed stuff from the podcast that I thought was too revealing or too personal.
Because I've, on our podcast,
so
I've almost
has
been
Has he
sued.
Said something to you? Yeah.
No, he just, because I was just mentioning some stuff that was on it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. So
Really?
It led me to believe he didn't like it.
No, because I texted him. I remember after, I'm like, hey, we finally got that podcast up. And he just didn't respond.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That makes me feel horrible.
I thought he handled himself really well. And
I thought so, too.
Like, for me, like, I'm an open book. But yeah. Nick is a lot more...
That was, like, my third podcast or something that I did.
Yeah. And two, it came out years after...
No, not years, but maybe,
well, maybe a year.
Few months.
Okay.
No, a few months.
Okay.
A few months.
No, okay.
Wow, that makes me feel bad. But it does explain why every time I see him now, he's just like, hey, man.
Yep. We figured it out.
It's true, though. I have wondered.
Mm-hmm. Hammond Diggs are back, baby. Solving cases.
Do you think that's why Max hasn't come on the podcast? Oh, I've never invited him, but...
No, Max will do anything.
I know. But I invited either you, Max, or Mike Veerman.
Yeah, online as your, like, phony publicity stunt.
Well, you took me up on it.
Well, no, Jerry, we both know that we had this interview set up before you do your phony publicity stuff.
No, it's not true.
It is.
Shame.
Oh, is that one of the caveats?
Because what happened was this podcast, the best podcast came out, Mike on Much. It makes it look like it's the best podcast in Hamilton. So right. I said on social media, where nobody cares about me anyways, so I didn't think it would matter. I officially invite any of these three from the Much on Mike podcast to come on my podcast right now, this week, and explain why it's better.
Right.
And Mike didn't get a hold of me.
No.
Max didn't get a hold of me.
No, because I told him I'm doing it. Before that even happened, I had told them, hey, I'm going on JR's thing. And they were like, great. Okay. Then you make this like scathing thing online. It's like, will these people have the guts to show up for J.R. Diggs, Man in the Band? I'm like, hey, J.R., so what time you want me there? Like, 7's good. Actually, I have a tummy ache. Can we reschedule? These guys don't have the balls.
It's all true. I did have a tummy ache. I couldn't do it the other day. I was vomiting so much.
That's crazy,
Shane. So, So the other two are invited. Actually, one of the ones when we did Hammond Diggs, one of our guests was Mike Veerman.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll be coming back. Luckily, he does live in Hamilton again.
No, that's true. He'll come back. He'll come on the podcast.
But you could always just re-air the one from 3 years ago.
I don't know where it is.
Right.
I don't know where it is.
Classic
Diggs.
It's
like a hard drive somewhere. I don't know. It'd probably be good to re-air. I'm waiting till your podcast actually
I thought you and I had some good ones, but you were...
Yeah, no. Maybe I should dig them up, should I? How many did we do? 6 or something?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Maybe I should dig them up.
Mm-hmm.
It would save me a lot of time doing podcasts for the next little while.
It would.
I could just re-air them out. I might do that.
No, you'd have to hire another guy.
I know, it's such a fucking nightmare doing this shit. Mm-hmm. But now I got to get myself out of this gear here because I'm hurt. I'm a tad hurt that Nick didn't like that podcast. What do you do? How do you do this? If you're on a good podcast, a successful podcast.
And by the way, just like I've been in situations like this and we've had 3 lawsuits threatened against me for the pod.
Yeah, so, but you have Much Music to protect you.
Yeah,
I've got nobody.
I have almost lost my... Every week I almost lose my job. I just got a note from the last pod we did that like I could lose my job.
Yeah, but that's just good hype, I think.
It's not.
This is
the boss emailing like, it's a risk to put this out, so I have to do an editor's note on Monday to switch
them. Oh, bullshit. They wouldn't let you do it if it was really dangerous.
It is... Yeah.
Come on. You haven't done any.
JR, do you know me as a guy to exaggerate things or a guy
no.
who's like, I'm telling you.
But they have no idea what you're capable of saying and doing. Way funnier, crazier shit than you do on that podcast.
Of course. Well, what I do is we try to do the best.
You have no filter.
I know. But what we try to do is do the no filter pass. And then Mike uses his best judgment because Mike's a pretty sensible guy. And he edits anything out that seems a little outrageous.
Or funny.
Yeah, like if it, honestly, this day and age, if something's truly funny, it's got to be a little politically incorrect, right?
So, and I get what he's saying. I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just saying the crazy stuff you do is, or say, unfiltered stuff, is fucking hilarious to me.
I have to live in a bit of a box, and even stories about myself are sometimes off limits, oddly. So I used to talk about a lot of people. Like one time I even mentioned Sean Menard, and I told a story about when we were young. Sean got real upset about
it. He did?
Yes. And then ex-girlfriends, I was mentioning them by name. I didn't know I was new.
Max was telling me about that.
I can't mention any ex-girlfriends.
You were saying crazy stories about your ex-girlfriends, though, and Tinder people and stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Like,
it was.
I grew up on Howard Stern, right?
Right.
So I'm like still, I got 1 foot in the young world and 1 foot in the old world,
yeah.
So I'm still out of touch.
Right.
So I don't know what's really politically correct.
Yeah. But but this juggernaut of Much Music that's behind you, though, they're gonna protect you anyways. You don't need to worry.
No, they will fire me without.
No, they will.
Do you know how? Oh, Billy Bush, all that. Like, he got fired for doing a comedy he did 10 years ago.
Wow. But
well, that's whoa. Anyway, maybe you are.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think it'll just get you more famous and more popular at Much Music.
This is Canada, as you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like people are like, whoa, Shane's thing. Like, I was saying this the other day. If the OJ trial happened nowadays, like, remember how big that was?
Yeah.
2 days later, no one would give a shit anymore.
Right.
There's always a new news cycle. Yeah. Nothing I do is going to shock anyone. I'm not famous enough. It would just, I'd be working with you again.
Yes.
It would be fun. Yeah.
I don't even have pizza coupons
right
now. I've lost my only sponsor.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I've ever done in my life without getting paid for it.
Wow.
These last couple podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a shrewd businessman.
Oh my God. I just don't know how to focus on getting a relationship.
No, that's what I mean. If you put time and effort into that.
I might spend the next month, not this month because I'm busy with a lot of other shit, but the month after this.
And it can pay off.
Like, well, clearly.
When I met I just mean financially, though.
This is the best thing that ever happened to you.
Well, she had a house already when I met her. That's
I
what I mean. It can pay off actually, like, money-wise. A bit of a sugar mama, if you know what I mean.
She's got sugar. She's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit fucking pay dirt like I've never seen.
Back to how it happened, because I was telling that at one point. But so I was on Tinder,
yeah.
And I met her cousin on Tinder.
Right. So who's great.
Her cousin's great, too. I would have married her.
She loves rock stars, though.
Yeah, I know.
She likes rock stars.
But so her cousin's like instantly falls in love with someone
sometimes
else.
Sometimes she likes my stuff on social media and sometimes she doesn't.
Yeah.
How come she doesn't always?
They changed the algorithm to Instagram too, so stuff pops up infrequently.
Okay.
So she said...
Because I notice.
Instagram aside for 1 second. She said... she said, I have a better match for you than me. I was like, yeah, who's this pig going to be, right? So, you know, you never get... Like, I'm hesitant on Tinder, let alone be set up from someone on Tinder I've never
right.
met. Turned out it was Alex, who I had directed in a music video years previous.
Right.
And I was like, if this is her, hell yes.
Yeah.
2 days later, we were in love.
You were in love.
She was smitten. Our second date, I'm just walking. She grabs me and full tongue makes out with me for like a minute. I was like, I'm getting a little uncomfortable here. This is broad daylight. There was like children walking by like, that guy's gross. Like, I did have a boner at the time. But.
Not that big a one.
No. The kid didn't notice. He was like, what's that Tic Tac? That man's pants.
Who do you think is a better kisser, you or Alex?
I'd say we're the same. We're like, yeah.
I'm the best kisser I know.
Okay. I knew it was going back to you somehow. I was like, I'm a great kisser with a huge dick. Like, do you go a lot of tongue?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever seems right.
You change it for the partner.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Do you ever get it? I noticed this on Tinder. I never really experienced this, but there's a lot of people with bad breath out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm always paranoid that I'm a bad breath person because you can't really smell
I'm
your
never
own
scent. I smell good all through.
But I mean, once you actually start...
Do you clean your buttocks, like really clean it?
Yeah. I got in trouble for this too.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because I was so obsessed with butt cleaning that I was using butt, like baby wipes.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, like you think it's a toilet product, flush a baby wipe.
Sure.
They clogged our fucking basement and overflowed and she had to clean up all the shit. In our basement. She put on a gas mask and everything.
But you should know that from Stern. He always talks about not throwing the baby wipes down the toilet.
I didn't listen to those episodes. I listened every day. I never heard, don't
yeah,
throw shit.
Because he says that all the time.
Yeah, tampons do that.
He got an expensive toilet just so he could flush the baby wipes.
Wow, I want that.
Yeah.
Because without baby wipes, my life is so different.
He got an old school toilet, like the one with more whoosh, so that it wouldn't, that wouldn't be an issue anymore.
I like, I use Squatty Potty also. That's a Stern thing.
Oh, yeah?
You don't know that? You know about the other thing?
I know, but I mean, oh, yeah, you use Squatty Potty?
Love it. I got the portable one.
You do?
The one for the home. We bought one for Alex's dad for Father's Day, or his birthday, rather.
What does it do exactly?
It puts you in a squatting position like this.
Yeah.
And your, no nice way to say it, your shit comes out better.
Right. I used to, when I used to have my dog in a happy life, yeah, and a good life for mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And every morning I would walk my dog, every single morning.
Yeah.
For, you know, 12 years. And
it's a long walk.
It was a long walk. That's a good metaphor. I would shit in the woods.
You would shit
morning
with the dog?
And for the first little while.
So would you bag your own shit and
no,
carry
in the
that
woods,
around?
Out in the Bruce Trail.
Oh. Would you bag the dog shit or you're just
no,
like two shits?
It's
yeah,
in the
why would
of
you?
The woods. No, you don't have to cover
it. It would be awesome if
shit.
You bagged your own and the dog.
No, no, you don't do it's not in the park. I'm not in Victoria Park
right.
shitting. It's out in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the squatting method? It comes out better, eh?
Yeah, so I would just squat and shit.
Yeah.
And then for a little while, Emma would be like, my dog would be sniffing around or whatever. I literally was like, you can, no.
Because she wanted to eat it.
Maybe, but I, it's right. disgusting.
I'm learning here too. That's what I like about these pods.
And so,
poop is gross.
Because while you kisses, everybody like kisses their dog, kissy, kissy. And it's like, what if that dog's eating its shit? Licking yeah. its balls?
That's
its
a
shit?
Risk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you kiss Alex if you just ate a shit sandwich?
Probably not, if you're putting it that way, no.
Oh my God, so you're not in love.
No, I guess not. Not that. I'm not shit sandwich in love. You know, we have been married for a bit. We're past the shit sandwich kiss phase.
See, when this something good came out of this podcast, we just coined the term shit sandwich in love.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a new hashtag for the kids.
I am shit sandwich in love with this girl. Somebody use that so I know that I'm not completely irrelevant on social media.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
Shit sandwich in love.
Let's do it.
But I would shit every morning in the woods.
Nice.
So I'd have a McDonald's coffee. And then
so that would get the shit like percolating. Yeah.
And then the time I get walking, we'd both take a shit, piss maybe, nice. Shit for sure. Mm-hmm. And then have a nice walk every morning, shit in the woods.
Yeah.
And then so I would squat like you do. But in the woods, in nature, leaves.
Yeah, that's the if I could take a shit in nature every morning, I would. But yeah. this is the next best thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it was I miss those days. Shit in the woods.
Yeah. It's the little things in life that are important.
Is it?
Yeah. In the movie Vanilla Sky, I always remember this, it says, the little things. Is there anything bigger? It's true.
Hmm. One of my favorite lines from a movie is...
Maybe your shit was bigger.
No, I have normal-sized shits.
Yeah, me too. Continue, though.
Bronx Tale, it's like the saddest thing in the
Robert
world.
Robert De Niro directed that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saddest thing in the world is wasted talent.
Yeah.
I always used to say it to myself when I was hanging on to my career and thought that I still had some talent or something, or trying to convince myself that I did. I would, back then, I was still motivated, so I would try to have a little... phrases or something that I would like.
Yeah.
And I'd say to myself, the saddest thing in the world is wasted talent.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't be sad.
I had a quote over my bed about persistence, how it like was more important than genius or talent or anything. So I was like, if I'm even a dummy and I'm persistent,
right.
I will succeed because that is the most important thing.
That's probably why you like me then in the beginning.
Yeah, of course. I like-minded people.
But I mean, I'm all about persistence.
That's what
I
mean. I
never claim to have talent or be smart or
witty
or anything.
No one's ever claimed that about either of us. We're very similar that way, Cher.
Especially Nick Ditka.
Well, I always say I have no talent, right? Like, I'm always telling Alex, I'm like, I am good at nothing.
You say it like tongue in cheek.
Do I, Alex?
I know, but no.
Do I say it tongue in cheek?
But he thinks he does.
No, I don't.
Alex.
I need to reassure him.
Yes. Nobody that continues to do creative stuff and put it out there does it because they literally
But honestly, it was the persistence quote. It's from Calvin Coolidge, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's about persistence being the most important thing. And I think it's true. And Woody Allen always says 90% of life is just showing up. And I think it's true. Like, if you just show up, you'll just fucking get promoted somehow and you're a nice person. Like,
but the problem is in this industry that where you and I have met and made a life out of.
It's easy.
What season?
In Canada, it's not even that competitive. It's like if you're just a guy, like, let's say you post a bunch of pictures on Facebook and you're like, I'm a photographer. All of a sudden, people will be like, hey, can you take this picture? I'll give you $500. This.
But if it's that easy, then how come things didn't work out?
Well, it's easy to be known as like the TV guy or whatever. And like, you've been in this industry forever. Like,
right.
16 years ago is when you started, and you were acting like you just had this career that just came and went. Like, you know, you're kind of. Like Mowgli, like you're always buying like property and like you had a nice big house. I'm sure you made money off it. Like, you know, you always act like you're bummier than you are, kind of. Or like you act like you had less of a career than you did. I think you were working for Jay Leno and
yeah, but I here I am, so I must have not have had that great of a career yeah. because I don't know. It's a that's a tough one.
Like anytime someone dies, I find you're like, here's my clip with me and Chris Cornell. Who else will kill themselves next? Like you have every celebrity ready to die to just.
I did have a good, yeah. I was right on that.
Like morbidly, were you a little like, yes, well, because you just had the clip.
I don't
up?
Know the man.
Yeah, people that's what, act- so the answer is yes. You were excited.
No, a friend of mine, a girl I know who's yeah. awesome. An
Are
awesome
you fucking her? This is the ball. A friend I know, this girl I know, this little slut.
No, she'll know.
Did you sleep with her?
She'll know that I'm
okay,
talking about her.
Okay.
And so I if she listens and knows that who I'm talking about, you're not, she's not a slut. She's
okay.
Not
a, oh,
she's
I'm just
great,
kidding.
Actually.
Right.
She's awesome girl. Mm-hmm. She's one of the keepers.
Okay. Like the documentary?
Huh?
Oh, there's a documentary about sisters who
she's like an Alex. She's like, she's a keeper.
Really?
Yeah.
See, are you pursuing this woman?
No.
Okay. Why don't you pursue her?
No. Anyways, it's a different. Okay. No. No. Right. I don't want to get well, in. No, it's just, no, there's no reason to.
She's a keeper. You always pursue the keepers.
It's not, no. Anyways,
okay.
I don't even know where to start because then I'm gonna say disingenuous stuff to you and I don't want to, so I'd rather just not talk about it. She's this awesome girl I know.
Right.
Oh my God, I'm just thinking about everything I just said, and if she does listen, she's gonna go like, what the fuck is he just talking about?
And
I feel awkward now even saying
and
that.
You don't want to edit it out because that means yeah.
I don't want to edit because you just gotta punch this out.
Right.
Fuck. I hate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're just this is what it should be. I should just say what I want to say.
Yeah.
I know. Anyways.
Your face went red and you're kind of sweating like a pig now.
The point I was going to make was, what was the point I was going to make?
You're in love, man.
No. The point I was going to make was what? Oh, she loves Chris Cornell.
All right.
This girl loves Chris Cornell. So she's like, oh my God. I was like, she jokes to me sometimes. Like there's times where she'll meet somebody or somebody will say something and she'll text me and she's like, hey, yeah. Do you know Kate Burness? I'm just trying to think of a more recent one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I just respond with a picture of me and Kate Burness.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, it's funny. She finds it funny how many people I know. But I was in this industry for a long time, right? I was,
of course.
People don't maybe realize what my career was, but I don't think they do anymore. I think I'm so irrelevant.
Well, it's hard because you will change the history a little bit. You'll be like, my career was too short. And then you'll be like, I've been in this forever. And sometimes if you talk to you, like you had this successful career, but sometimes you'll be more down and say it wasn't that. So it is, the narrative is hard with you sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
But you are kind of like, you're not moody. You're always in a pretty good mood, but there will be shifts where your optimism will change.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm. And but that's just back to the persistence thing. That's when, fuck, dude, you can be persistent for so fucking long. And when it doesn't work out, you just sometimes mm-hmm. just say to yourself, I thought
it usually will work out.
I know, but that's my point, and I believe that too. And mm-hmm. when it doesn't, then I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, at least you tried.
No, but it has worked out. I shouldn't complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you made a living doing like.
Yeah.
Walking around in a banana suit and having like a dildo microphone.
That just about sums it up.
And you're right like, there. You don't know how hard my life has been. A lot of sadness behind this dildo.
That's so true. It's true, isn't it? Yeah, it's kind of all I did for 15 years almost mm-hmm. kind of thing. And so... I shouldn't complain, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the problem with life is it's hard to appreciate anything.
Yeah.
Like Alex here, like I was just yelling at her before we got here. Like she put one of my favorite hats on like a hubcap. I was like, why would you do that? That's my hat. And then I'm like, why am I yelling? You know, like what am I doing? Like you got to appreciate things.
But good for you to catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't yell.
No, yeah.
I'm not a yeller at anyone.
Yeah, I've just, for me, my problem is
I shouldn't.
I get angry quick and then I'm fine.
Right. I don't get angry quick.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm pretty good.
We only had one argument. I'm not sure if you remember. Like, you wouldn't give me a check or something, like the grant people. So I'm like, well, where's my money? And I started like crying on the outside your thing. You're like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, but you were getting a little heated with me.
Yeah.
That was the only time I've ever seen you remotely like.
Really, eh?
Like a little angry.
Yeah.
And you were like fuming.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I started crying.
I was probably, it was something, I probably had a massive degree of stress going on in my life. Because I don't tend
it's
to
It's hard
share.
To tell because you don't show it.
Yeah. And because I don't think people want to know it or need to know it. Mm-hmm. All they want is like happy-go-lucky, life's great,
and pizza coupons, yeah.
And pizza coupons. And so why share your stress or your and here I am on the podcast starting to do that, but so I'm contradicting myself again, like you said. Mm-hmm. but yeah, there certainly were times where things, you know, were difficult. Life was way harder than I thought it needed to be or should have been. And that's where I begrudge guys like George, I think.
Right.
Because of stuff like that. But Chris Cornell sang my theme song.
What is your theme song?
J.R. Diggs, Man with the Van.
Who came up with that?
Oh, no. Alicia Keys.
She did?
She sang it.
Wow.
People were up to me, came up to me and said, how did you get Alicia Keys to do that? Like, are you, what the fuck? And I'm like, I don't know. But then it's another story how that happened, and I don't have time to tell it right now.
Oh, no.
I did that for you.
Thank you. It's a really great story. It's epic. If you were listening, you would love it, but we'll get to that never.
But it's true. People, like my friend, who'd say they love Chris Cornell. Oh, my God, Chris Cornell. He, you know, died. I'm like, well, I don't know him. Like, why do you feel that bad? And she's like, I love him. And I'm like, really? You
I
love
wonder
him?
Why he killed himself, man.
Because the same reason I'm... Right. Oh, I shouldn't say that, because if I do someday die accidentally and people claim I kill myself...
Yeah, I'll put a video up of you on Instagram.
Yeah, but then they'll come back to this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, well, I don't care.
No. It's only ruined me.
But no, there's, like, life... This industry can be unforgiving. When I interviewed him the one time, so I hung out with him once. I also hate when people say, you know, I... hung out. And I'll maybe guilty of that a little bit once in a while.
Yeah.
The hangout thing.
I always say if I just walk by a celebrity, I'm like, guess who I just hung out with?
Right. Yeah. So I try to preface that when I say, I actually did. Like, we hung out. We talked for 5 minutes. Hung out. Because I'm pretty good about kind of ingratiating myself to people. Like
oh,
that.
My God. It's hard to get rid of you. Like, Brent's probably looking at his watch like, what the fuck? It's probably like 10 p.m. right now.
You know, but you know that I'm good at... I think people remember me when I do interview them or do stuff because the van, I don't know why, but they do. Mm-hmm. And he remembered me. Mm-hmm. And then we got to hang out a little bit because he was like, hey, man. And what was that all about? Because, you know, I'm goofy and whatever and different.
You're very like kind and welcoming and you have a gift of gab. So it's like it's very easy to get into a deep conversation with you, I find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, true. Cause that's another that's probably well put. Mm-hmm. The time I spent with him, like I actually met him, I talked to him, we hung out, but I remember when I did the interview with him, I was a little bit dismissive of him. If you ever watched the uncut stuff.
Oh, I remember. You said, why don't you just kill yourself at the end? He was like, huh? He's been thinking about that for years. Him and Nick Dacre.
Your career's dead. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe Nick hates me.
Yeah.
Oh no. I think all the rest of the guys still like me.
No, Nick, I don't think Nick has hate in his heart. I just think he was a little off put. But
why did he talk then? I didn't force him to say anything.
Because he was asked a question and I think he just did it and then regretted it probably.
Yeah, but that's my fault.
Well, kind of.
It is.
Only because sometimes if you're close friends with someone, you might want to get them to vet the thing you did with them. Like, we often, there's a guy
but
we
I
know
did.
Called the
I
Net.
Took out,
nut,
like, I took out stuff about I'm not even going to say what it was.
I know,
about.
But you.
Like, he was saying.
But
and I took it all out.
In some ways, it's his call to make. This is what I've learned. This isn't what I know from, like, just if I didn't have a pod. This is what I know from making these mistakes myself.
Right. Anyways, I hope him and I can become friends again.
Yeah, well, now you can open a dialogue with him.
Yeah, I would never.
Okay. It's a good way to resolve things. It's like you and the girl you've been pining for. I'm not talking to the one I love.
No, we weren't even that close anyway, so what's the matter?
Right? You and Nick or this girl you like?
Both. So, speaking of being close, though, I didn't know Cornell, like, I mean, so he died. He killed himself. Mm-hmm. He's a sad man. Life, you know, didn't work out.
Right.
And he just was easier to. Now I'm gonna get in trouble because people are gonna think I'm, being offhanded about suicide and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. how people get now. You can't say anything without people being outraged or thinking you're despicable. But I mean, I don't know. Isn't that's sad? It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It I just is. Want to back so, down right now because what I'm saying is people think, oh my God. I'm like, really? You don't even know him,
right? But I guess it is any life lost is sad.
Sure.
Unless the person's like truly evil, right?
Yeah. Do you know anybody truly evil?
Well, I would think the Manchester bomb dude.
You don't know him, though.
Do
you
he
know
could be a nice guy. Personal? I actually did hear he was a nice guy. you're right. I shouldn't speak out of turn there. All the Manchester bomb friends are going to be on me. You're mean, Shane.
No, you and I could get into so much stuff and get into so much trouble.
We already will, just for the last 2 minutes.
We haven't said anything that is so outrageous. And I'm worried that we're longer than we should be already. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even... Because there should be a limit to how long you want to do a podcast, right?
Typically, I find an hour is the sweet spot.
And we probably have passed that already. Have we passed that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we probably need to wrap up. Oh, this...
Who is this guy?
On your
Wait,
phone?
Wait, Alex just checked the time. First of all, when I'm with her, all the time on her phone, the screensaver is of me and her and our wedding.
Yeah.
And now she just got busted with... Was this Marlon Brando?
It is a young Marlon
looking hunky.
And you switch your phone?
And, Alex, you always lose your phone. You got to keep the thing with
have
your number
Have you ever sent
on.
A dick pic to anybody? Be truthful.
To you, I have?
To other people, too. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, see, you were not going to be honest there.
No, I didn't even know. I don't know.
Oh. You would often ask.
Would I? Okay. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And Alex assumes you have sent dick pics to other girls, too.
Maybe I have once, but it's one of the dumbest things.
It's a mistake, no?
Yeah. Oh, I'd say
do you think it's easier for girls to send naked pictures or guys to send?
Well, I think if you got a weird looking dick, it's way more embarrassing than
what if your dick is awesome? Should I be sending dick pics?
Are you asking for a friend, Jared? No, I'd say if I had your.
Only if people ask.
If they ask, though, Alex?
Yeah. Only if they ask.
Yeah, my sister is going through hell on Tinder with guys just randomly sending penis shots.
But, Alex, and I don't want to bring you on the podcast sometime. Couldn't I do that? Yeah. Just you?
No.
Just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex is a fascinating
girl.
No, I can
just imagine the conversation after that.
I know,
that.
Then you'll be mad at me like
I think
Nick.
Alex likes me. I'm serious, dude. Like, she was being weird. Yes. Get away. What are you wearing? What are you wearing, Alex?
That is the hottest. This is the hottest outfit ever to gratiate the studio here in the Cotton Factory in the
That's
clock
an
tower.
Inside outfit, though. That's it's not for outdoor use.
Super hot. It's unreal hot. Mm-hmm. That's your wife.
Yeah.
Good for you. Wow. So if a girl asks for a dick pic, I should send it? What if she says, hey, that's J.R. Diggs' dick to people?
How will they know?
Sometimes you know what I do? It's,
they'll say, no, but they'll show my number and then it's a text.
But I used to send.
Or you don't do it through text.
Do it through text, but send like a black guy's dick. It always gets a good laugh. It's a little disarming. It's
I know, but what if the girl's sending you naked pictures and then she says, send
well,
me
look
one.
Online of a guy, like, you don't have tats or any distinguishable features, really. Yeah. So
I do have one, like a cute little mole thing.
Well,
right
they won't
there.
Know.
I do. I have an adorable package in general.
I know, but they won't know that you have that cute mole.
It's right there.
Yeah.
I'll show you,
okay.
Alex.
Jared's pulling his penis out right now. Oh, my goodness.
No, I just want to see if you can see it.
Okay.
Should I not do this?
Hey, well, I'll look at your penis right now. Okay. He's showing us his pubic. Whoa, that's crazy. You're shaved like a baby down there. Do you shave with a razor? You have no pubes?
Of course I do.
If I did that, their bush would be out to the microphones right now. That's insane. Wow. Good for you. I guess single guys do that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. We could have so much fun if we just did
for 2 hours. I'm telling you, Ham and Diggs are back.
Maybe we should do more of these then.
Ham and Diggs. Ham and Diggs segments, yeah.
Why don't we do that then?
Yes.
And seriously, I'll do it. I'll come through. Because I feel like all I wanted you to do is come and tell me why your podcast is better. And congratulations on all the success for Mike on Much, the podcast.
Thank you.
Pass it along to your other two pals.
I will. They're your pals also, but yes.
And but it's hard to know who's your pal. I thought Nick was my pal too. Apparently he's mad at me.
Yeah.
So how do you know who's your pal? Anyways.
When they stop talking to you, you know they're not your pal anymore.
I guess that's how I knew. And you can go and listen to that podcast and judge for yourself, folks, because it's right there on the iTunes with the rest of these. And then you can tell me if I did something wrong. People should maybe chime in here a little bit. But I sincerely wanted to congratulate you on directing the best Arkells video that's been ever been made.
Well, I must say, I like taking credit for the direction, but it was a co-direction.
Okay.
With my friend Mark Myers.
Who's a great guy, too.
Yes. Yeah. He's, like, really good.
I know. You told him to do a doc with me, and he said no. He must not like me either, right?
This is a little revisionist history, because I said, will you do a doc with JR? And he said yes, and then you said no.
Is that true?
Yes. You don't like working with people. You act like you do, but you don't. So the only... This is the only thing I think you're meant to do is podcasting.
Really?
It's the perfect thing for you. You're a great talker.
Right.
You're a good interview. And this is easy to do, and it's not overwhelming. Because you have a lot of grand ideas, but they require a lot of people and help, and you're not good with that.
I know.
And you'll never do it.
I know.
When you say we might do more of these, I kind of believe it.
Yeah. Because we just do it, right?
Exactly.
Huh. That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So congratulations on... The Much Music Awards, or what are they called?
MMVAs. iHeartRadio MMVAs, yes.
For literally, in my opinion, co-directing with another super talented guy that I know.
Yeah, he's unreal.
He really is. And I tell him that I would like to do something with him.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it. I think he's also a sweet dude.
He's one of the nicest guys.
And that's more important to me than anything.
Of course.
Just good people, right? And he is that. But it's the best Arkells video by far ever made.
Knocking at your door.
Which is climbing the charts or whatever it is.
All right.
Knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Who's that knocking at the door? Is that? No.
That's the melody. You just nailed it.
Max ripping off another Wings cover. it's so great. It's going to be fun. And it's, your new claim to fame. You've done lots of other great things. We'll get into it another day.
Okay.
But you've had a lot of successful accomplishments in your life.
All thanks to you, Jer. Thank you.
That's what all I really Appreciate wanted to it. Get to yeah. in this podcast. That's not true, but I like taking credit for it. I feel like I should wrap up now and just say...
We've been wrapping up for the last half
I know,
hour.
But I don't want to.
I know.
But I know we should.
Yes.
Because people just can't listen forever and ever.
Sure.
There are so many things that we didn't talk about. My career.
Right. Which is the best story of all, which will be on the next
No, pod. But you have a great insight to my life the last 15 years. So some things that I allude to sometimes or some of my general disappointment in life, you would have been front row seat for.
Oh, yeah.
Max was front row seat for the last big disappointment of my life. That's when we became closer friends.
What was the last big disappointment?
This
is a story for another day. Oh, my God. I can picture the Facebook post you're going to do right after this.
Oh, nobody will look anyways. Yeah. Actually, I'm more popular on Facebook than any other social media platform.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because it's just old school people that are just
You've got a lot of Instagram followers. Though.
Yeah, but they don't react.
Because, I'm looking at Beyonce's photos every day. I'm like, whoa, I like this, or Rihanna. But I'm not double tapping because what does it matter if you're just in the sea of likes? So people look at you as a bit of a celeb. You don't really like a celebs.
But that's crazy philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I'm not popular is because I'm super popular.
Let's say I start liking Rihanna's photos. Then Alex is like, why are you liking Rihanna's photos? And let's say girls start liking Jared Diggs. Then their significant other's like, why are you liking Jared Diggs' photos?
So, come on.
No, I just made that up.
I love where you're going with this, though. we can get into all of that in more detail on another podcast.
Of course.
Or get you in all
There's
the time.
Plenty of things in the future that will not be on this podcast.
Your insight, I think, if people are interested, will be more revealing than any other.
Would you say I know you better than you know yourself?
Probably.
Whoa.
From a different angle.
All right.
Sometimes you say things that make me think about myself.
Wow.
I go, wonder if that's true.
No, because I do take a long time to wrap up.
So that being said, we'll shut off their microphones, say goodbye, go back to the van, and well, maybe we'll just drive around in circles until we get you. Well, let's not go home. Let's go out and have a drink or something like
that. Let's do it to the beeratorium.
And bring this, like this.
Like, first she's
lady.
Going home to get changed, but then, yeah.
We're going to wrap up. Thank you, Alex, for stopping by.
Thank you, Jay.
You're delightful and beautiful, yes. And you know I adore you. And I'm glad you married this wonderful dude right here. Shane Cunningham. That was a high five.
I love you, JR.
Yes. Thanks for doing this, Shane. I think it'll be one of many, maybe.
Ham and Diggs are back.
Or how about we let the people decide?
Okay. The people who don't care about you on social media, do a poll that no one will respond.
If we get 12 likes, then it's a go. No, but we will. And what do I say? Goodbye now and we just go back to the van?
Seems like a good plan.
Bye, everybody. Now you say it, too.
Bye, everyone.
Alex, do you want to?
Goodbye, everybody.
To the van.
We did it.
It's hard to wrap up. I don't know what we did right there. So here I am back in the van. One second, I'm just gonna. Well, look at these two. They're literally making out in front of the van, kissing. It's disgustingly beautiful. Oh, it's just, I'd honk the horn right now, and there's too many honk your horny easy jokes to tell right now, and so let's just save those for when Shane's not back on the podcast. He might be back soon. Looks like he's getting a boner. This is disgusting. Oh my God. Thanks to Shane Cunningham for coming on the podcast this week and for Alex for just being wow. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.